The Negro is not a part of my family. As a result, I don't elect to have him sit and eat with me. As a result, I don't elect to have him belong to a club that I may belong to. This is the way it has been. It's the history of the South. It's because we've been brought up like this. We have been taught like this. And we teach our children like this. And they'll teach their children like that.
Message!
Welcome back to the podcast. Beloved, this is indeed your brother Big VJ checking in. Today's conversation, we're going to play a video. Right? We're going to play a video of a... It's a knuckle dragger, and his name is Jared Taylor. And the video is maybe like 8 to 9 minutes long. And he's going to be talking about the behavior pattern of original people, right? Not only in the hills of North America and the territory that we call the United States, but also in Africa, right? So, beloved, we would like you guys to get your pad and your pens together so you can write down some of the name of the professionals that he's going to quote and call out as sources, right? Or just be real handy with the pause button so we can do the legwork and we can see what is what, right? I feel as though that it is very important that we as a village listen and study other voices that are more on the racist side of things. That's important, right? So much so that I used to have a lot of lectures of David Duke. I used to study David Duke. And the real racist knuckle draggers that are amongst them, I studied them because they typically are very educated. You know what I mean? Sometimes when we say racist, I don't know. We're just talking about the hillbilly cracker. You know, he got the pickup truck and he got the... He got the rebel flag, you know what I'm saying? And he may afflict you off at the gas station or something on the side of the road. Something, I don't know. Some old hillbilly cracker with no power. Yet that, you know, we've noticed that when it's not him, because he's a foot soldier in the game, but somebody else is pulling the real strings, and that is the most educated that is amongst them. Our educated seems to make us more liberal. Their educated seems to make them more in tune with their race, right? So like the video that we're going to hear today, right? We're going to play Jared Taylor. He's an educated man. He graduated from Yale University. That means he got the brain exercise. He did it. You hear me, beloved? He did it. He got the brain exercise. Now, in the future, I want to play other videos, but today, we want to play him. In our last conversation, we played 2 videos. One with it's a knuckle dragger. His name is Eric Prince, and he is the founder of an independent military group called Blackwater. And he was talking about colonizing Africa. Then at the end of the video, we had a conversation about these young crackers that were talking about our people being in the way. So what we have to do is dispose of this idea that, you know, it's some old crackers from Mississippi and Alabama and Tennessee and Texas, and one day they're going to die out. And it's going to be a new group of crackers springing up, and they some nigger-loving crackers, and they're going to be able to share power. And they like hip hop and no, that's not going to happen. No, that's not happening. Right? This is why you get a Dylan Roof. He's not old. You know, the guy that they caught, what is it, in the East Coast, that shut up the grocery stores and all, these ain't old crackers. These young white boys doing this kind of shit. But they got a hate in their heart for you, yet you are a defeated people. if they have this hate for you, beloved, and you're at the bottom, when power begins to shift, when it begins to change, what do you think is going to happen? So you must have a warner that is amongst you, not somebody selling you a pie in the sky. See, yo, look, check it out. See, that's how come, you know, Mr. Muhammad gave our village a whole lot of game. He gave us a whole lot of game, right? We're not going to let no religious Negroes get in the way of that. When you read the message to the black man, there's a term that Mr. Muhammad used. Peace be upon him, he's no longer here. He used a term called the scientific deceiver. Dig that. The scientific deceiver, and he often referred to crackers that are educated and are wicked as scientists. Scientists mean to know. That's what the root, that's what science means, to know, right? Bio means life. When you see a biologist, that's somebody that study life, right? When you are a scientist, scientists deal in cause and effect. That's all they deal with. Cause and effect. Cause and effect. Cause and effect. That's why they rope Negroes up in religion. Religion don't operate off cause and effect. It has nothing to do with cause and effect. It's just some believing kind of like shit. Some have some faith and all this, and then they have you looking to the sky. Now, when you come to this podcast, we kind of throw you off a little bit because we don't put religion, that Semitic religion, on a high totem pole over here. You listen to a man that belonged to a people group that is from the earth, and we have knowledge itself. We, beloved, are people of the earth. We don't look up there. We're not looking in the sky. No, they taught you to look in the sky. We don't look in the sky. So we may hurt some of you guys' feelings when you come here and we say, look, the sky ain't ever gave you nothing. The air that you breathe, beloved, the air that you're breathing right now, the earth gave that to you. You can't get that shit in Mars and Jupiter and Pluto and Saturn. It's not there. The earth gave that to you. The clothes that you're wearing, the earth gave it to you. The bed that you're going to sleep in and the shoes that you wear, the earth gave that to you. We know that the crackers and the Asians manufactured the vehicle. They manufactured the car. But they got the resources to make it. It come from the earth. The earth gives you everything. Even the rain that falls on your head, it comes from the earth. It comes from a magnetic attraction that the sun has with Mother Earth, that the water go up in a vapor that you can't even see with that mist, beloved. You can't even see with the natural eye. Go up into the atmosphere, become heavy, form into clouds, and fall back to the earth. This earth gives you everything that you need. So when we start talking solutions here, we say, beloved, don't you know that establishing your family is a revolutionary act? Don't you know marriage for an original man is a revolutionary act? We ain't gonna let no niggas religion us out of that. Get our mind looking somewhere else. No, no, no. Family, farming will breed finances. We don't go no further than that. Family, farming, finances. If the cracker take their finances back, take their currencies off the table, if you got a family and you know farming, you're going to be fine. You're going to always eat. You're going to be fine. The problem is we don't have no families. We don't do no farming. We have a household of people that's eating apples and never planted an apple tree, eating oranges, never planted an orange tree, eating grapes, don't know how to put a grapevine in their backyard to save their life. So they become consumers. They own the white man's titty. And they can't get off. But they looking in the sky. They gonna get this a manna. They looking in the sky one day. And when we see our brothers and sisters that is in the east, and those bones are tight, that skin is touching, them ribs are touching, It ain't nothing falling out the sky to feed them, beloved. It's not happening. So don't wait for nothing to fall out the sky to feed you. Right? So, yeah, we ain't gonna let no religious niggas get in the way. Let's play this video. You know what I mean? Let's play this video and we're gonna see what the knuckle dragger got to offer. Right? You know, take down a little notes if you can. Save and download this video if you can. In the future, I want to play some David Duke, hear him speak, and then, you know, we'll just kind of take it from there, right? So, we're going to let the video play, come back with some commentary after, but we'll let it play. Let it go.
The obligatory explanation is that systemic racism and white supremacy are making life miserable for black people. But there's a better explanation. And Professor Richard Lynn of the University of Ulster has done the most important work on this question. He's written a book showing that blacks across the board are more likely than whites to be psychopaths. There's a good summary of his findings in an article at amran.com called Race and Psychopathic Personality. The American Psychiatric Association defines psychopathic personality as including such things as breaking rules, failure to plan ahead, aggressiveness and frequent fighting, risk-taking, failure to honor financial obligations, being a bad parent, and the inability to be sexually faithful. Blacks are more psychopathic than whites on all counts. And, by the way, whites are more psychopathic than Asians. This turns up on personality tests. The MMPI, or Minnesota Multiphasic Personality Inventory, has been used since the 1930s. Blacks and American Indians get the highest scores on psychopathy, followed by Hispanics, then whites, then Asians. There are similar results on tests of what are called the Big Five personality traits: openness, conscientiousness, extroversion, agreeableness, and neuroticism. Unusually low scores on agreeableness and conscientiousness are associated with psychopathic personality. This paper from 2014 finds that blacks are significantly lower than whites on those two important traits. As noted earlier, psychopaths have trouble planning ahead, and you can test whether people live in the present or think about the future. In the 1970s, Walter Mischel came up with the marshmallow test, in which he gave children a choice between one marshmallow now or two marshmallows at some point in the future. This and similar studies with older children find that people who can delay rewards, that is, those who think in terms of the future, get better grades, are less likely to smoke or take drugs, and are more successful in life. These results have been widely reported. Much less widely reported are the racial differences, with the usual pattern. Whites are more willing than blacks to wait for a greater reward, and Asians are more willing than whites. You get the same race differences when you control for IQ, because the ability to delay gratification is correlated with intelligence, but it's not the same thing as intelligence. That's probably why when whites and blacks get the same SAT scores, that is, when they have the same basic intelligence, whites get better grades in college. Whites are less likely to goof off, skip class, or wait until the last minute to study for exams. Risk-taking is part of psychopathic behavior. This paper finds that blacks are more likely than whites to take risks, and men are more likely than women. This 2015 article on race differences in patterns of risky behavior in adolescence is even more straightforward. It found some teenagers who are very high in different kinds of diverse risk-taking: drugs, running away, fighting, delinquency. As you can see on this page, we identified a similar group, i.e. high-risk, diverse behavior, among the black subgroup only. On the same page, the authors write, Finally, a class of adolescents specializing in risky sexual behavior was unique among the black adolescents. These results underscore the importance of accounting for race when examining patterns of adolescent behavior. It is clear from our results that applying a one-shoe-fits-all approach to adolescent risk behavior limits our understanding of how these behaviors coalesce. Needless to say, you never read about this study in the New York Times. One of the best predictors of adult psychopathic personality is wild behavior as a child, and there are consistent race differences. There's probably not one school district in the country where students of different races are punished or disciplined at the same rate. Here is a typical headline. School suspension data shows glaring disparities in discipline by race. This reports that nationally, black students are suspended at 5 times the white rate. Supposedly racist white teachers always get the blame for this. But does anyone really believe that in this hypersensitive time, white teachers are systematically punishing black students unfairly? This article claims that if black students have black teachers, they're less likely to be punished. But the difference turns out to be only a few percentage points. Black teachers are still much more likely to punish black students than white students. The obvious reason is that black children behave badly. By the way, differences of this kind have been found in Britain, Canada, and in Europe as well. One of the most extreme forms of psychopathic behavior is murder, and we can learn a lot from this report from the Justice Department. Table 1 shows how much more likely blacks are than whites to commit murder. The rightmost figures in the last 3 lines tell the story. These are murder rates by race per 100,000 people. The white rate of 4.5 is 1/7 the black rate of 34.4. And the real difference is even greater because Hispanics, who have higher murder rates than whites, have been lumped in with the whites. Blacks probably commit murder at 8, 9, maybe even 10 times the white rate. And it's all very well to blame this on white supremacy, but how exactly do white people force or trick black people into killing each other, or into having illegitimate children, or going on welfare? Psychopathic behavior explains not just gruesome crimes in the United States, but also in Africa. Mass slaughter by machete, the barbaric torture murder of white farmers in South Africa, killing albinos to use their body parts in black magic, burning witches. All of these things show the heartless disregard for others that is typical of psychopaths. Well, why would blacks be more psychopathic? In his excellent book, Making Sense of Race, Edward Dutton argues that it's because of evolution. Whites and Asians evolved in harsh northern climates in which people had to make plans to make it through the winter. They had to cooperate to hunt and share food, and couples had to stay together for children to survive. Africa was more forgiving. Cooperation, planning ahead, and care for children were less important. Psychopaths could survive, reproduce, and pass along their genes. I think this is as good an explanation as any. The point is, however they got that way, people of different races are, on average, different. Expecting everyone to be the same is crazy. Blaming whites when blacks fall short is not just crazy, it's vicious. Until we understand this, we can't even begin to talk about America's problems, much less solve them. Thank you for watching. I hope you'll subscribe to this video channel. Also, I invite you to visit amren.com, amren.com. You'll find not just videos, but podcasts, articles, discussions, a lot of things that I'm sure will interest you. But again, thanks so much for watching.
All right, beloved, and we're back. What'd you think so far? What'd you think so far? You know, he really didn't say anything that we don't say here. The original man had been destroyed. Right? The original man, whether you're in America or in Africa, have been destroyed. He said what we said differently. When you live in that man's jurisdiction, you ain't gonna never do well. It ain't gonna never happen. So our salvation is separation. You ain't gonna never do good doing like he doing. It's not gonna work. You got to be focused on your family, and you got to be focused on farming. You got to keep your eye on the ball, because you live on planet Earth, which is the mothership floating, beloved. Man, you know, when you see how the Earth is suspended in the air amongst nothing, we're supposed to be partying every day. But this cracker got us working 12-hour shifts, 14, 16-hour shifts to pull minerals and riches out of the planet to give to somebody, because I don't know who he building this planet for. All this technology about this and that, it just ain't for your convenience, beloved. This man trying to summon somebody out there in the universe, some kind of energy to come on down here. And it's not going to be an energy that we do well with. He's a deviation of us. He's an opposite of us. We are freedom, justice, and equality, right? Come on now, let's talk to me, beloved. We are freedom, justice, and equality. That's your nature. And he is what? Corruption, captivity, and disproportion. You can't rule together with him. You can't live together with him. It's not going to work. So all we got to do is look to our own family and farming. We have put ourselves in a position where the goddamn squirrel got more sense than us. The squirrel feed themselves. The deer feed themselves. Huh? Come on now. The foxes feed themselves. We going to the Cracker's grocery store. That nigga give us a... Look, the devil give us an EBT card and we think we doing something. Who remembers in Florida? Was it 2023 or 2022? Who remembers in Florida when... somewhere in the South. I think it was Florida, where the EBT card, they say it has some malfunctions and the shit got cut off for like... It missed a month. And the people was down there going frantic and crazy. It was our people going frantic and crazy down there. I said, damn. Now, I seen that and I said, that's a tester. I said, that's not no goddamn glitch. I said, he's testing out to see the reaction of the people. And then the people's reaction was all over the place. They were scrambling. They were talking about food. They couldn't get nothing to eat for their babies and all this. And I'm like, but beloved, you on the earth. Like, the food come from the earth. What you mean that you don't? I said, man, these niggas ain't got more sense than a squirrel. But they living off the devil's jurisdiction. They living in the devil's jurisdiction. Maybe I should say it that way. They living in the devil's jurisdiction. I think I said it backwards. They not gonna know how to do nothing. He's making you like that on purpose. That's why listening to this cracker was so important today. Many of them think like that. But this is a man from Yale University, right? And they operate in this spider web. He's not the lone wolf that just think like this by himself. They all think like this. He's just saying it. Look, watch this. Watch this. Yeah, we played a video of Eric Prince talking about colonizing Africa, right? No, we know Eric Prince live in the United States. You think he's going to go to Africa and do that? No. They operate off a web like a spider. You understand what I'm saying? And they have connections. This man have connections in which whatever he feels as though he want to do on that continent, he's going to be able to do it. Because our people is not strong enough to withstand him. They would be, but they're kind of like religious now in Africa. They kind of like, you know, those, you know, they kind of like, they don't produce anything because they're kind of like religious. Which is very interesting, because when you look at the top producing countries on the planet, let's say six or seven, right? You see the top six or seven producing manufacturing countries on this planet is Japan is up there, right? Top six or seven. China is up there, top six or seven. Then you see Korea is up there, top six. These are non-religious countries that are producing at a very high level. When you start going to the countries that get a little bit more browner, get a little bit more blacker, they get more religious, they don't produce anything. The light bulb didn't go up in nobody's head and say, well, maybe it's this that's throwing us off of everything else. Because the guy's not running around. He wasn't exploring, going around all seven continents, showing the picture of Jesus, you know what I'm saying? Just because it was a trick behind that. You know what the outcome of that trick is? We just heard it. With the knuckle dragger, Jared Taylor. That's the outcome of listening to him. That's the outcome of following him. That's the outcome of doing it like he say doing. When they cut the EBT card out, somebody go back and research that. That how they went sporadic down there, that's the outcome of that. The squirrel got more sense than you now. You can't even feed yourself. Yo, I'm going to say this and I'm going to let you go, beloved. I'm going to say this and I'm going to let you go. I ain't going to talk your head off. I'm going to let you go. Beloved, there are a whole host of reasons why I have a deep and high respect for a lot of things that the Nation of Islam did. To get your own farm for your religious organization, see, you're scientists now. You're scientists now. You're dealing with cause and effect. You ain't hoping and faith in nothing. When Mr. Muhammad got those farms in Georgia and the one in Michigan, that's serious business then. He can feed his own nation by himself, right? We're not going to talk about Wallace and say, well, what happened? We're not going to throw Wallace underneath the bus. I don't want to do that. But we're just saying. When he wanted to teach our people another form of discipline, the fruit of Islam, all of them are taught karate. They're taught taekwondo. You just don't put the damn suit on and just, them brothers know. When you see their diet, beloved, the Nation of Islam members eat one meal a day. Just one meal, right? And then the elders have mastered the art of eating and they eat one meal every other day. Now, I'm going to show you the difference between Negroes and somebody with the knowledge of self. If you cut off the EBT card to those that's in the Nation of Islam, they don't need, first of all, they don't need the goddamn EBT card. They got their own farm. Second of all, they eat every other day. So they're not going to panic. They don't need their bellies full. They're not going to panic. Negroes that eat three meals a day with snacks in between are going to panic. Because Reverend Pochop is overweight. He's going to panic first. Their leader going to panic first. The more you eat, the more you got to eat. They're not ready for no war. The whole fruit of Islam knows taekwondo and karate. That's why they whoop ass like that. This is why they're so disciplined like that. How can a man, Mr. Muhammad, put that together with just a third grade education? He knows something. At his height, at the Nation of Islam height, we talking about an empire worth $75 million with 11,000 employees. That's all black and brown people. You think about that. I don't think Negroes can do that today. He had no internet. Come on, man. They used to do the deal and write the article for the Pittsburgh Courier. He went from that to having his own paper called Muhammad Speaks. He was all about having your own nation. Not hanging out at the White House. Not hanging out at the White House. Not hanging out with the rappers of his town. He went at the day parties with the rappers and all that. You know what I mean? He wasn't overweight. They had a scale in Muhammad's temple. Man, they couldn't put a... Man, come on, man. We're going to leave it there. You know what I mean? We're going to leave it there, man. I'm just saying, man, this is how you get respect. So, like, man, you know, cause and effect is everything now. You know what I'm saying? Somebody operate off cause and effect, and they trying to build a nation off cause and effect, and somebody else building something off hope and believing and all that, man, that is not going to work. Peace and Black Power to you, family. It's all for you to go. You know what I'm saying? Yo, we thank you guys so much for listening and hanging out. Beloved, this is indeed Real Black Consciousness Form Podcast. This is your brother V. Man, I'm going to get it with you guys later. Peace, beloved. And peace.
Thanks for listening. Remember to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Google, Anchor, Spotify, and Facebook. Also, don't forget to like, share, and comment on the podcast. Your opinion of what you just heard is important to the platform. So yes, beloved, your comments are the engine and fuel to the machine. Stay blessed and have a powerful day.